went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. It is the phone that I carry with me. It is the phone that's in my pocket right now. The phone number for that is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. You can come to a free healthcare class on Tuesday evenings at 6:30. You can go to my website, which is spineboy.com, and it's got a wealth of information there to answer any and all of your health-related questions. And if you come up with a question that you can't find an answer for on my website, by all means, please contact me directly, because it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Let's face it, we live in a society where health problems seems to be the normal. And that in itself is a problem. It's not normal to be sick. It's not normal to have symptoms. It's certainly not normal to need medication. If we put toxic chemicals into a stream, we call that pollution. But if you filter them through your kidneys and liver, they call that modern medicine. And I'm not really sure how that makes it modern when you're basically filtering poisons through the body in an effort to get the body to do the job that it should be doing on its own. Health is our birthright. It is our God-given birthright, and we need to learn how to exercise that birthright. So I appreciate you tuning in today. The man that helps me put these shows together, the man behind the scenes, he's the gentleman who comes up with the topics and develops the questions and the format for the show, and he asks me all the questions. His name is Mark Sabin, and he's in studio with us today, and we're grateful for all the work and hard work that Mark puts into these shows. So we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here and get a chance to talk about some more issues related to your health and what goes on with your health and how things over time can change with your health. And, you know, one of the things that we're dealing with now that we're in the middle of summer, it's the time in traditional Chinese medicine theory that one of the organs that relates to that time of year is the heart. So can you tell us about the element that relates to the heart, which is the element of fire?
Certainly, Mark. The fire element is for the time of year of maximum expansion and incorporates the small intestine from last month, the heart and the endocrine system of the adrenals, the thyroid, the reproductive organs, and your pituitary gland this month. And as I said, the month we focus on the health of the heart, not in February like most of society does. February is actually the worst time of year to focus on your heart health, which is one of the reasons we have so much heart disease in this country.
That's so interesting. So in Chinese medicine, as I understand it, the heart isn't necessarily considered the most important organ, is it?
No, it's not. Your heart is a glorified pump. It is important, don't get me wrong, and your kidneys is the most important organ and is involved in electrolyte and water balance, and actually that is your most important organ with the kidney won at the tape, but close second was the liver.
Really? That's so interesting. So, I mean, but clearly the heart has a huge responsibility for your health. I mean, it's in charge of getting your blood everywhere in your body.
Yes, it is, and it is a pump that functions to send your blood to every cell in the body. It beats on an average over 100,000 times a day and needs to be in the proper rhythm in order for the body to maintain its receiving of that blood and have everything flow the way that it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And now the blood moves through your body and it carries the nutrients that you need to live, but it also carries everything that you don't need out. And is that only true if you're healthy?
It's more true if you are healthy, and it's true to a lesser degree depending upon the health concerns that you have and how far you have fallen down the rabbit hole, so to speak, with your health. Ideally, there's a second system, which I don't know that we'll get into today, called your lymphatic system. And that's like I know in California, in cities like Beverly Hills, et cetera, you got the alleyways behind the houses to where the garbage is sent and where the garbage trucks drive, and they spend a lot of time there. And that's because that's where they put the garbage. They don't want to put it out on the street where they got all the beautiful houses and the beautiful neighborhoods, et cetera. So they have the back system of getting rid of garbage, and you have one of those in your body called the lymphatic system, and that's one of the ways that we get rid of garbage. But yes, as far as the blood goes, we carry oxygen and nutrients to the cells, and we drop that off, and after we drop that off, we pick up the carbon dioxide and the cellular wastes, and we carry them back to the liver for excretion.
And that's why the liver is so important.
Absolutely.
Okay, so can you describe briefly just how exactly the heart works?
Well, it's a four-chambered organ that has a closed system of nerve control to regulate the beating of the heart, and this is important to understand. It has two right-sided chambers that pump blood from the heart to the lungs after receiving blood from the body, and then it has two chambers that receive blood from the lungs and then pump it out to all the cells of the body to deliver the oxygen and nutrients for the body. And it's a fascinating system and very important for the health. So you got the two upper chambers are known as the atria. Okay, and they receive blood from the body, whether it's from the body itself or the lungs. And then you got the two lower chambers, which are the ventricles, which receive blood from the atria before pumping them either to the lungs or out to the body. And so you have the upper chambers, which they will beat first, and then the lower chambers, which will beat second. And so it's a dual beating process, and that needs to be rhythmical. And you know, you got an electrical system that is a closed system, like I mentioned before, within the heart. Starts at the sinoatrial node, then goes to the atrial ventricular node, and then goes to the Purkinje system, which spreads out throughout the whole heart, and you want to make sure that the electrical impulses are traveling through there properly. Otherwise, you get arrhythmias and palpitations and atrial fibrillation and those kinds of conditions. And all of that's controlled by maintaining proper electrical flow within the heart. It's definitely regulated by your B vitamins, your ability to process those B vitamins properly by having sufficient amounts of probiotic in the system, and making sure the enteric nervous system is doing its job. So it's a very involved system. We have lots of those issues in our country with atrial fibrillation and palpitations and skipped beats and tachycardia and bradycardia and those kinds of things. And at the end of the day, I'd love the listener to know that if you're suffering with any of those conditions, you have a couple of very specific imbalances that are actually quite easy to manage. That won't require you to get cardiac ablation or won't require you to get a pacemaker put in or won't require you to be put on blood thinners or lifetime medications. But I don't know. Medicine doesn't look at it that way. Maybe they don't want you to know about that. I really don't know what the truth is about that. But I would just like to offer the truth that there are things that can be done to get rid of these imbalances that don't require being put on lifetime medication or having surgical procedures.
Well, that's really good to know. Now, as I understand it, so there are four chambers to the heart, and then in order to keep the blood from going from chamber to chamber when it's not wanted, there are valves between those chambers, because you always hear about these people who have valve replacements and things like that.
Right. So you have two valves, which would be known as a bicuspid valve, or you have three valves, which should be a tricuspid valve, and on one side of the heart, you got a bicuspid valve. On the other side of the heart, you have a tricuspid valve. And you also have valves with regards to leaving the heart itself and entering back into the heart. And your whole vein system, they also have valves that prevents backflow within the veins themselves, causing potential, if you didn't have the valve system, it would cause potential pooling in your feet, which indicates that there's problems with the heart, et cetera, on the right side of the heart's not receiving blood the way that it should, kind of thing.
That's what you see with people who have heart failure, where they start to get swollen ankles and things like that?
Absolutely.
So now the heart, do heart problems begin when it stops being able to move the blood throughout your body?
Well, heart problems truly begin when you don't have the proper nutrition to maintain the electrical system of the heart, and heart disease develops over time when this nutrition issue persists. And so heart disease is a nutritional deficiency problem, and if we were just able to get the proper nutrients in our diet, and if the American Heart Association would focus more on the importance of nutrition, not necessarily supporting what the Food and Drug Administration allows to be sold as food, if we really got back to the basics of nature and allowed nature to just manufacture food for us and we ate it in its natural state, we wouldn't have the kind of issues that we have, certainly not with the heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, when blood has trouble returning to the heart, then toxins must be building up in your body.
Toxins can build up within the body itself, and again, that's where the lymphatics come in, and that's where it's important to maintain proper hydration. If you're not getting enough liquids in the system, then things have a tendency to increase in concentration, and then they accumulate. And so probably one of the best things that any listener can do for themselves is just start to drink the requisite amount of water that a body needs on a daily basis, which we talked about back in February. But we can mention it again here. That would be, you want to drink one quart of water for every 50 pounds you weigh, and you want to do that every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Now, so I mentioned before the idea of heart failure, which is kind of a strange thing to me in my mind, because if somebody's suffering from heart failure, I mean, if your heart fails, how are you able to sustain life?
Well, heart failure is about the heart going through the process of dying, and once it's in total failure, it stops functioning. So, yeah, it's hard to reconcile that. If you've suffered from heart failure, then your heart would have failed. No, there's a hierarchy of how much failure is going on. Treating heart failure is about treating the process of the heart going through its disease states and results in lots of treatment. And I would rather people avoid this condition altogether by what we'll probably end up discussing today.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you hear about heart conditions, now, are some of those problems about how the blood flows that feeds the heart itself?
There definitely are, and it is. It's all about blood flow to the heart itself and all the parts of the heart and making sure that the blood can get there, and you have a bunch of different blood vessels within the heart, and you want to make sure that those are open and mm-hmm. fully functioning and allowing as much blood flow as possible, because the more blood flow that goes to an organ, the healthier that organ will be.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are blocked arteries and there are problems with the valves we discussed. Are there other conditions that cause the heart to have irregular beats or arrhythmia?
Well, all of those concerns are a B vitamin deficiency and a lack of probiotics that I mentioned earlier, with some mineral deficiencies as well. And that's the sad part, is because God made B vitamins in pretty much every single item of food that we eat. Now, when you heat the food, when you boil the food, when you expose the food to the cooking process, you start to destroy those B vitamins. Now, the B vitamins are absorbed appropriately if you have enough probiotic within your system. If you don't have enough probiotics, which is what typically happens in the senior citizen population over time, they lose the effectiveness of their probiotics. And what is one of the B vitamin conditions that senior citizens all seem to develop?
This B12.
Yeah, they have a B12 deficiency. Well, they actually have a whole B vitamin complex deficiency. They just happen to focus on the B12 aspect of it. And they would recommend that they go out and they get B12 shots. Well, right. No. Take probiotics and eat real food, and then your B12 levels will be fine. And the sad part is that a lot of doctors now are ordering vitamin tests to see what the levels of your vitamins are, your B vitamins, your vitamin D levels, etc. Mm-hmm. And yet everybody seems to be surprised that their levels are low. Well, if we're living lifestyles that hinders our ability to absorb these vitamins and utilize these vitamins or make these vitamins. I mean, right now we're in the heat of the summer months, and anybody that's listening to this show knows that we get a lot of hot days down here in the Savannah area, and it's lots of sun. Sun is what produces vitamin D. Vitamin D is the only free vitamin that we have in nature. And the question is why are we all vitamin D deficient? Well, it's because we use, you know, we lather up with these sunscreens and these sun blocks, which hinders our ability to manufacture vitamin D. And then we develop the issues associated with vitamin D deficiency. So it's not uncommon for people to suffer vitamin deficiencies. Today we want to really focus on the B complex and mm-hmm. what it takes to absorb the B complex so that you can have neural impulses that flow the way that they're supposed to, specifically within the heart, so that your heart doesn't start to have malfunctioning within its pumping mechanism, leading to damage over time and causing issues.
So the pumping mechanism is, now you were mentioning that that's an electrical process that causes the heart to beat, and we have these two, you know, there's two different beats or two parts of the beat.
Right, there's the lub-dub, and the lub part is the atrium's contracting, the upper part, the upper chambers of the heart, and then the dub is the lower chambers or the ventricles, those contracting. And so when the first one pumps, it's pumping the blood from the upper half of the heart to the lower half, and then the second time the heart pumps, it's pumping it from the lower half of the heart out to the body, whether it means it's going to the lungs to pick up oxygen or whether it's going out to the body to deliver that oxygen.
Mm-hmm. So it goes two places distinctly.
Yes.
Now, when the blood flows out, I mean, is there enough power in the heart to get the blood everywhere, or is there is it augmented by anything that else in the arteries and veins?
Well, the movement itself within the body, there's definitely augmentation that goes on. You have a muscular wall within your arteries that helps to maintain the resistance as blood is being pumped through it to continue flowing it forward. Obviously, the heart itself as the pump is the source of that blood flow movement, but God created various systems within the vascular system itself, the cusps within the veins coming back to prevent backflow, and the muscles within mm-hmm. the walls of the arteries to promote blood moving forward. And so, yeah, but I mean, the movement itself within the body, the diaphragm itself, you know, the physiology within the different organs or within the muscles is what helps to pump the blood around. I mean, if you sit on your butt all day and don't do anything, you're compromising that system. If you get up and move a lot, well, then you're facilitating that system. And it just becomes a question of, you know, what is your life about? Is it about being physically active, or is it being about sedentary? And mm-hmm. the people who are sedentary are going to have more issues than the people who are moving all the time.
Now, one of the other problems that obviously occurs with blood flow is that the arteries become impacted by the buildup of plaque on the walls of the arteries. So when that happens, does that cause the heart to have to work harder to get the blood to flow throughout the body?
Or? Well, if we think about this logically, if you have a crack in your wall in your home, okay, mm-hmm. you're going to go to Home Depot or Lowe's or one of the hardware stores, and you're going to get a thing called joint compound, which is going to allow you to take this plastery type liquidy sandy material, and you're going to rub it across the wall, usually with some sort of knife or palette of sorts that's going to allow you to fill in that crack. And then you want to fill in the crack enough, and then you want to come over and you want to sand it. And then once it's sanded, you want to prime it, and then you want to paint it, and then you wouldn't even know that there was a crack there. Well, the same kind of material develops within the body, and you get plaquing within the arteries in an effort to repair the damage that's going on within the arteries. So the body has a system of trying to repair itself. And when you have a lot of damage going on, then you're going to produce a lot of that kind of joint compound and go repair the holes or the tears or the microabrasions or the inflammations associated with the destroying of the cells within the vascular system. When you get too much plaquing within the arteries, it's called arterial sclerosis. You get sclerosing within the arteries, and that's not a good thing. And a lot of what medical testing does nowadays is they look at your calcium score and they try to get a sense of, well, how much plaquing do you have within your system? And then depending upon how much plaquing you have, their solution is to give you blood thinners to thin the blood out so that it's not impacted by the narrowing of the arteries. It kind of allows everything to go through. The challenge is when you thin the blood too much, then you start to bruise and you start to hemorrhage and you could potentially bleed to death as a result of that. And so it's not an ideal treatment. I understand it may be a Band-Aid initially, but you really need to get to a practitioner who's going to help you understand how to remedy your situation. And unfortunately, medicine isn't looking to remedy the situation. They're just looking to put you on more medication.
So that means if you've got that narrowing of the arteries, if you can solve that, then you would actually be reopening the arteries?
Well, you would. There's a couple of things. There's some nutrition that has function associated with it. B vitamins causes the blood vessels to constrict slightly. That would naturally increase blood pressure. The counterbalance to vitamin B is vitamin G, as in goat. And vitamin G has a vasorelaxation or a vasodilation. It opens up the opening of the arteries, makes them more expansive, which would allow blood pressure to relax. It would decrease the amount of blood pressure that's going on. So God created a functional nutritional solution to blood pressure issues. If your blood pressure is too low, you typically want to increase your B vitamins. If your blood pressure is too high, you typically want to get rid of the active portion of the B vitamin, and you want to go to the alcohol portion of the B vitamin, which is called vitamin G, and that will create a vasodilation effect. And so depending upon what the person's condition is, we can either balance naturally using one or the other or a combination of both to maintain normal blood pressure, normal openings within the arteries themselves. And so what happens is when we're laying down excess amounts of garbage inside the arteries because of the garbage that we're eating, the completely refined and processed foods, the crap foods that we talk about, you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. And if you force the square peg through the round hole, you're going to create little tiny micro tears or damages within the openings. And so the body produces this white waxy substance known as cholesterol. It's going to produce bad cholesterol or the low density lipoproteins in an increased amount in an effort to give you an understanding of the damage that you're creating to yourself based upon the kind of food that you're eating. So the higher your LDLs, the more crap food that you're eating. The higher your HDLs, the better you're exercising and the better your cardiovascular system's doing with things. But there's a condition that we never even talk about, which is when your HDLs become too high. If your HDLs become too high, that's an indication that you have a hormone imbalance and you want to take a look at that. But your cardiologist and your general practitioner will say, oh, you got a large amount of HDLs, that's a good thing. No, it's really not a good thing. Everything in the body needs to be in balance. And if it's not in balance, you're going to have issues. And when it goes really out of balance, that's when you go and get your medical treatment for those issues. But the treatment is about masking symptoms. It's not really about fixing solutions.
Well, one of the things that struck me as interesting about what you were saying about the way the plaquing happens in the arteries is the fact that it's actually your body trying to heal.
Yeah, your body is always trying to get your attention to let you know how it's doing. If it's in homeostasis, you will never feel your body at all. When your body is out of balance, when it's lost its harmony or homeostasis, your body's going to get your attention. So it's interesting because we have a litany of things in this country called side effects, and there's a litany of side effects that go along with taking your medications. And I ask every new patient this same simple question: what is a side effect? And they're like, well, it's a new consequence from taking your medication, or they say something along those lines. And yeah, that's exactly what it is, but that's not what I'm trying to get to. A side effect is your body's way of telling you that what you're doing in the moment is the wrong solution to maintain balance and harmony. So if you get side effects to taking any medication, your body's telling you, please don't do that to us. This is not our solution. And if you keep doing it, I'm going to get louder. And your general practitioner or your medical practitioner, even your pharmacist may say, well, you know, it's an expected consequence right. of needing this medication. And I personally say that, no, it shouldn't be an expected consequence. It should be that we need to continue looking for a better solution, because this obviously isn't the ideal solution.
Right, right. Well, this is really a fascinating conversation about the heart, and it goes so far into the whole concept of what it means to be healthy and how much nutrition impacts our health, and all the things that you can do and that you need to pay attention to in terms of your health. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about heart health and what you can do to keep your heart healthy.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor and consider what it says.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 in Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. Again, that's docrick@spineboy.com. And today, Mark and I have been talking about heart health and how the heart functions. And what else did you want to talk about, Mark?
Well, one of the things that struck me really interesting is that it used to be that heart disease was considered the number one cause of death. But that's not true anymore, is it?
Well, that depends on who you ask. If you ask the authorities that would like to make you think that heart disease is number one, they'll still tell you that it's number one. Sometimes they try to say that cancer's fast approaching heart disease, et cetera. But the true number one cause of death in this country, and this is going to be hard for the listener to hear, but since 2003, for the last 15 years, Mark,
yeah,
the number one cause of death in this country is medical intervention.
That's shocking.
And what does that mean for the listener? What medical intervention means is that you go to your medical doctor, you get whatever the medical doctor or the medical system is applying to you, because sometimes people don't actually see a medical doctor. They see a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner or somebody along those lines. And you may never actually get FaceTime with your medical doctor. You follow the instructions that you're given. You take the medications as prescribed. And that ultimately causes you to lose your life over time. That's the number one cause of death, and has been statistically since 2003.
Now, I certainly am aware that we've seen the rise of things like opioids, the addiction crisis that the nation is facing, and that people are dying from overdoses and things of that nature, which initially for so many people has started with a prescription medication. And there are other medications that seem to have these effects on people, where you're taking medications to treat one condition and it causes another condition, and gradually over time you end up losing your life. There are also these things now called hospital-acquired infections.
Right.
where you go to the hospital. It's there that you actually contract some disease that could potentially take your life.
Absolutely, things like MRSA and that kind of stuff. And it's a challenge in our society. I know that a couple of years back that you and your partner were developing out in California, there was a product that you guys had worked with somebody to develop that basically was going to essentially be used as a cleaning solution to get rid of all of the potential for these hospital-acquired infections and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
It's very, very challenging. But what I want the listener to consider, because I'm always trying to approach things from a different perspective, and what I want the listener to consider is the fact that we have these diseases and we have immune deficiency problems and we get infections and all of that, not because these bugs are getting stronger, but because we as an individual, we as an organism, we as a species are actually getting weaker because of what's being done to our food, because of what's being done with pollution, because of all the EMFs associated with our electronic devices, because of all the technologies that we're using, it impacts how our body functions. And so these pathogens, they're not going to the gym and working out and taking steroids and becoming super bugs or any of those kinds of things. I would like for the listeners to consider the fact that we as a species are getting weaker as a result of what we've done to our species because of our lifestyles and because of the conveniences of fast foods and processed foods and genetically modified foods.
Mm-hmm. That's an important thing to realize, that a lot of the problems that we're having are related to the fact that the food that we're eating just isn't the quality it used to be.
And heart disease is the number one indicator of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that we've been concerned about, and when you mentioned fast foods, it makes me think immediately about fat. And for years and years and years, fat was considered the enemy of the heart. But just recently, some of the medical studies that I've been looking at in order to prepare for this show confirm what you've been saying since I've known you, which is the real enemy is sugar.
Yes, it is, and it still will not address the real reason why, and it goes back to the profits over people mentality, because they're okay with selling nutrient-deficient foods and making huge profits in the process of doing that and setting all of us up for failure and creating health issues that we're eventually going to have to prepay for and get on lifetime medications and have large surgical interventions in an effort to deal with the consequences of that. And so fat is not the enemy. The fat that we acquire, because we're not able to burn our fat, we're simply storing it. When you eat a carbohydrate in a large concentration, Mark, mm-hmm. you can't possibly burn all of that sugar. So what your body does is it takes the excess that it has and says, okay, we're going to put this in storage because, you know, it's like a bear that really gorges themselves and gets all filled up and gets big and obese before they go into hibernation. And then they feed off of that fat that they've stored throughout their hibernation period until springtime comes. And then they come out and they're all lean and mean and
hungry,
ravenous and want to go eat. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so obesity, believe it or not, is a starvation disease. And so when you're putting lots of completely refined and processed foods into your system, because they've been stripped of the nutrition, A, you're going to have heart issues. B, you're going to have obesity issues. C, you're going to have diabetes issues. You're going to have blood pressure issues. You're going to have autoimmune disease issues. All of these things, because the kind of food that we're eating has been stripped of all of its nutritional value. And so if you don't have all the ingredients, if you need 10 ingredients to have a physiological process occur normally, and your body's only obtaining 7 of them, and you're missing the vital 3 for normal function, your body's going to accumulate a whole bunch of collections of 7. Why? Because if you need A through, I don't know, what's 10 letters? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. If you're getting A through G, and you're not getting H, I, and J, and you need the H, I, and J in order to function properly, but you're not getting those 3 specific ingredients, what does your body do with the A through G? It can't do anything with it. So what's it going to do? It's going to naturally store it. And it's going to store it until you have the H, I, J come along. But if they've taken the H, I, J out of all of our food, then the H, I, J never comes along. So the A through G can never be used. So you just continually stockpile and accumulate A through G. That's why we have obesity. If you give everybody all the ingredients that they need, you're going to pull everything out of your storage sites and you're going to burn all of it. Why? Because now you have the ingredients in which to actually do what the physiology is supposed to do. Remember our patient, Leslie?
Yeah.
Who was 305 pounds and disabled?
Yeah, she couldn't walk. She
couldn't walk. And she lost 165 pounds with no exercise simply because we started feeding her. And just by feeding her, you were witness to it
as much as I was.
Yeah. She lost 165 pounds.
By eating.
Just by eating real food.
All the
obesity went away. And that's really what we need to understand as a nation. And the people that are in the business of making money off of the problems that we have, they're not looking at the mechanism. They're looking at a mechanism in which to treat it, not fix it.
It's a very different philosophy, and with greed as a motivator for so many of the things that happen that cause these things to go awry, it's not surprising that the orientation of these industries is about being able to keep the profits moving.
Right.
Now, it's interesting also that it's not the fats that you eat that necessarily cause the fat. So much of it is the sugar, because the body actually converts those sugars and carbohydrates into fats. That's the way it stores it. Now, but you need fat in your diet. So how do you get the right balance of fats in your diet?
Well, I say everyone needs to get an education, and then they can solve this situation once and for all. It should be taught every year while in school and educate the children not to repeat the errors of the previous generation. And good luck making that happen. Again, it's more about control, and it's more about determining the outcomes for people to the benefit of those who are controlling those outcomes. And we're not giving people the truth. And the truth is that we need fat. And we need protein. Fats and proteins help the body repair and rebuild, help to make hormones, and help the body to have energy. Okay? Carbohydrates are necessary to help the brain function, but if we have the dysbiosis that we always talk about due to the antibiotics and all the other 14 different ways that we trash our digestive system, then all the sugar that should be being used for the brain and the nervous system gets absorbed in the large intestine and never actually makes it to the brain. So then you get brain fog. Then you get lethargy. Then you get fatigue. You get, I just don't feel motivated to do anything. I just can't concentrate. I just can't do any of these things. Why? Because the fuel that's necessary for normal brain function never actually gets to the brain.
It's an interesting scenario that causes so many problems and leads to such deep problems for people's health, and that are easily solved, really.
Well, they are, and again, it goes back to getting proper food the way that the Garden of Eden provided it for us. But we've trashed the Garden of Eden.
We haven't taken care of the garden, have we?
No, we have not.
Well, this is a great conversation to have. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to ask you a few more questions about the heart and heart health and what you can do to keep your heart healthy.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. Please consider what it says, and I look forward to meeting you.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me is to call this little contraption that I'm holding in my hand. It's called my cell phone. It's the best and most direct way to get a hold of me. The phone number for my cell phone is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. If you've made the commitment to listen to this show, that's wonderful. I appreciate your listenership. It's going to give you valuable information, but that information doesn't really have any value unless you apply it. And if you're having difficulty applying it, or if you have a health condition that gets in the way of you applying it, then you need to speak with somebody like myself who can sit down and help give you the truth, give you the understanding, and give you the tools necessary to help to remedy your situation, not treat it for the rest of your life, but actually remedy the situation so that you can get back to God's plan of exercising your birthright, which is to be healthy and to contribute to society. So we've been talking today about heart health and heart disease, and we want to get into understanding some more specifics about it and potentially, I don't know, why we get it.
Well, when you talk about why we get it, I would say you must say, because we've said it here today on the show, and I think you say it at virtually every show that we ever do, is that really the number one cause of health problems is improper eating.
Well, improper eating, there's really only one way to eat. You put the food in your mouth, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's what eating is. So I would clarify to say it's not really improper eating. It's improper nutrition from the food that we are eating.
Okay.
And it's a continuous violation of the Healthy Food Act of 1908 and the profits over people mentality, and the lack of understanding on the FDA, the AMA, the EPA, and the cause of all health concerns. If we would stop destroying our food that God makes for us, stop going GMOing it and stop profitizing our right to eat and have good health and have good food, then we would not have any of these issues. The challenge is that we had to figure out how to feed a nation pretty quickly, and we became very industrialized, and we didn't understand that in the process of industrializing the food industry, we started stripping the viable, valuable, required ingredients from our food, because those would be the things that would spoil. Those would cause the food to perish. So we've created things called non-perishable food that have endless shelf lives, and you put it on the shelf and you just wait for somebody to have a need for, quote, that. And if you put it in bright packaging and you make, you know, cool jingles and cool TV commercials about those products, then your kids are going to want it because they sit in front of the TV more than you do. Or in the evening when you sit down to watch television, all the commercials are about foods or medications. That's pretty much all they advertise anymore.
Damn cars.
And it's like, okay, so you're being convinced that you need to go get this particular food item, but the food item isn't really a food. It's a processed food-like material that doesn't necessarily feed the body. And as a result, that's the real reason why we have the diseases that we have, Mark.
So would you say that, I mean, how many of the illnesses that we face could be fixed if you just chose to eat better?
Honestly, Mark?
Yeah.
All of them.
Wow.
All of them. All diseases would be fixed if we had real food. Now, the challenge is that they're genetically modifying our food, which is going to need to genetic modifications within our own bodies. Because once you start screwing with the genetic material, you influence how that genetic material functions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have more exotic diseases that it's going to require genetic manipulation as far as treatment goes. And now you're really screwing with human beings and what's going on. And we're going to have, you know, it's interesting. We've seen movies in the past that involve mutants. And,
right.
And how society is threatened by the mutants and wants to ostracize and get rid of those mutants. And that may be foreshadowing to what's going on in the future, because the powers that be are creating the process that is going to lead to gene mutation.
I mean, one of the things that happens is if you were to build a building and the foundation was slightly crooked, and then on the first floor you try to correct that lean, and then the second floor, you have to correct the first floor, and the third floor, you have to correct the second floor, and pretty soon your whole building is ready to topple over.
Yeah, it's just a zigzag.
It's just a zigzag, yeah. So what makes up a heart-healthy diet?
What makes up a heart-healthy diet? That would be real food, anything that man hasn't processed in any way, shape, or form, lots of fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
lots of real ingredients, whether it's animal ingredients, whether it's vegetable ingredients, fruit ingredients, whether mm-hmm. it's from the land, from the sea, from the air, whatever it is. God provided all the means in which we need in order to be healthy and survive. And man has come along and has changed that by trying to profitize things. And as a result, we're reaping the benefits of that misunderstanding. And, mm-hmm. now everybody needs medication and everybody needs surgery and everybody thinks that that's normal. It's very common, but it's not normal, Mark.
Well, let's take that person that is on medication and has already been diagnosed with some kind of a heart condition. Is there a way that they could get off the medication safely?
Well, there definitely is a way to do that. The commercial may tell you otherwise. The doctor may convince you otherwise, but as long as you have a desire to get healthy and improve, anything's mm-hmm. possible. And if you focus the right way and you apply the right information the right way, then you can get a different outcome than what you're currently expecting. But what's important to understand is if you want to experience something you've never experienced before, you're going to need to do things you've never done before. And if your standard care is, well, we're going to just put you on this medication and monitor you, and the medication never fixes the problem, they're just monitoring you for future problems. And that's certainly a methodology in which to make more money, mm-hmm. but it's not in the benefit of humanity, and it's just leading to further and further being away from what is considered healthy. And so if somebody is truly interested in getting off of their medication by addressing the underlying cause, once you address the underlying cause, you can slowly come off of your medication. But it needs to be done under guidance and supervision. And the person who prescribed you that medication is ultimately the person who needs to be in charge of that. Now, I've got patients that call me that say that their doctor retired, and the whole world of medicine must be retiring, because I get about 20 phone calls a week of somebody looking to me to give them a renewal of their prescription. It's usually an opioid, because they've run out of their prescriptions and the doctor won't give them any more prescriptions. So the story is that their doctor retired and they need a new pain management doctor. Mm-hmm. And that's all good and fine, and I want to help those people, but I want to help them not require medication. And some of the TV commercials will tell us nowadays that don't ever stop your medication because dire consequences are waiting for you. Well, that's just a scare tactic to keep people on the medication. Now, there may be some truth to that, but if you do it properly, then you can come off of your medications. That the woman who lost 165 pounds, she was on 14 different medications when I met her. She stopped all of them overnight. I didn't encourage her to do that. I didn't even know she did it. She came back 30 days later, and I said, you know, you missed your last appointment. Where were you? And she's like, well, I had to go through drug withdrawal. I said, from what? She was like, I stopped all my medication because I want you to fix me. I said, you stopped all your medication? She says, yes. I said, did anybody advise you on it? She says, no, I just stopped it. And I was like, well, that probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. Obviously, you survived, but probably not the smartest thing to have done. But okay, well, let's continue to go forward with getting you healthy, kind of thing. And so some of these medications are very severe, and if you've been taking them for years and they've taken the place of what your body should be doing, if that part of your body is shut down completely and then you just stop the medication, well, now that system or that mm-hmm. aspect of your health isn't going to function at all, and that's a problem. So there's a way to go about doing it. And I would encourage people to talk to their doctor if they're serious about coming off of it. And I would like the doctors to appreciate that if their health is improving, that you shouldn't continue to mask their original problem. You should monitor to see if it is actually still a problem.
Mm-hmm. So it's something you have to work with in conjunction with the medical doctor.
If you're smart.
Yeah.
And if your doctor won't work with you, find another doctor.
Right, right. Now, what about somebody who's had heart surgery, had a bypass operation or...
they've been given a second lease on life, so to speak, and you mm-hmm. need to take advantage of that second lease on life. It's like we've seen TV shows or we've seen movies where the person just had a quadruple bypass and they're standing in their recovery room and they're having a cigarette. And it's just like, time out a minute. What part of what you just went through didn't get your attention to think that you shouldn't be smoking anymore? And, it's unfortunately, there are a lot of people in our society that are absolutely oblivious to what it is that they do from day to day to day to day. It's just their habitual, mm-hmm. normal routine, and they don't even know what they're doing to hurt themselves. And we all as a society need to wake up and take better care of each other and take better care of ourselves and gain the understanding that we need so that we don't have to have health issues. It's not part of our birthright. Health is our birthright. Not health is not part of our birthright.
So for that person who has already gone through the process of having the surgery, are there ways to help that person have better health?
Absolutely. And they need proper guidance. They need somebody who's motivated to help them regain their health, not maintain their current level of disease, not mm-hmm. maintain monitoring. Oh, you've had this procedure done. You're going to need to come back, and we're going to need to monitor it yearly. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of people going to screenings for circumstances to where they look for disease, and there's no understanding whatsoever of how to prevent them from ever needing to have disease. And that's just wrong. We need to change the philosophy. We need to change the model. We need to change the perspective of how we practice health care, not sickness care that we've talked about so many times, mm-hmm. but truly understand what it means to embody health and how to maintain that health and how to create lifestyles that support our health. Otherwise, we're destined to have health issues, we're destined to need medication, and we're destined to have surgery.
It's important to understand that the health issues are really the consequence. They're the effect that have been caused by all the things that we've done to cause them. And one of the problems people have is that if it's caused by eating, you may have 20 or 30 years of eating that has led to that health problem. So while you were eating, you didn't notice.
And so what would be important is teaching people how to eat properly. And I think we really, truly need to start early. And it's not about putting Hostess, Twinkies, that type of stuff within the public school system and having vending machines where these kids can just go grab a quick snack kind of thing. No, it's about let's start by giving them the right understanding. But the challenge is we have generations of people that were never given the right understanding themselves. So who's the one to give them the right understanding? Certainly not the Food and Drug Administration. Certainly not the American Dietetics Association. Why? Because they're sponsored by these corporations that produce all the crap food that they want. Mars M&Ms, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola. These companies sponsor the American Dietetics Association. McDonald's sponsors the American Dietetics Association. Why would they be able to sponsor? Well, because they make a lot of money
advertising
and having people come in and eat that crap food.
Well, let's talk about what people can do to take control of their health back. And maybe they have children and they want to be able to teach their children the proper way to eat and how to go about that. If somebody wants to ask those questions of you directly, you make yourself available. How would they best reach you?
The best way to reach me would just simply be to call my cell phone. It doesn't matter where in the world I am. If you call that cell phone, there's a tremendous opportunity for you to actually talk to me directly. So the cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. 99 times out of 100, I'm going to be the one answering that phone. And when you have me on the phone, let's just have a conversation, just like you and I are having a conversation mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be stressful. I understand you're going to have questions. I understand you're going to want to express your perspective in terms of what's going on. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to ask you questions that hopefully you're comfortable answering. And let's start a conversation. And once we start the conversation, then we can start to move in the direction of gaining you and giving you back your health and getting you off medications and getting you back into the game of life. But it starts with a conversation. But I come on this end of the radio to have a conversation with you, Mark,
right,
to the benefit of the listener. If the listener wants to have a conversation, they have to engage me. You know, I had a gentleman ask me last week, well, when are you going to start having call-ins? I don't know. When I get enough people to sponsor my show that's going to help to cover the cost of it, right now I pay for my show. It comes out of my pocket, okay? And so at the end of the day, it's like, all right, well, if people agree with what it is that I am saying on the radio and they have a company that is kind of related to what it is that I talk about, related to people's health, and you want more people to be aware of it, you can have an opportunity to educate my listeners by making them aware of your product that's going to help them become healthier. Again, I welcome the opportunity. So That's it for this week's show. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your listenership. I'd ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects, you mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive.